This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Back in 1968, Paul Ehrlich predicted that the world would soon run out of food, oil, and water because people were having too many babies. He turned out to be spectacularly wrong on all counts, but political liberals still make doomsday predictions about overpopulation. Author Jonathan Last has a very different message. He says if America wants to continue to lead the world, we need more babies. His new book is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster. Author Jonathan Last says the country needs a fertility rate of 2.1 in order to maintain its current population. The U.S. fertility rate is lower. It now stands at only 1.9. Why has the American birth rate fallen so low? It's the result of many cultural forces, including the pill, college, more women in the workforce, delayed marriage, delayed childbirth, and higher divorce rates. Even Social Security and Medicare are factors. First, couples no longer rely on children to care for them in their old age, so they aren't as motivated to go to the trouble of raising them. Second, even those who want more children find it increasingly difficult to afford them. If current trends continue, by 2050, all of America will look like Florida, a state known as God's waiting room because of its disproportionate elderly population. The implications of all this are disconcerting. An aging population combined with low birth rates equals a contracting labor force, and a dwindling tax base coupled with massive increases in government payouts. By 2034, there will be only two workers to support each retiree's Social Security. This new book by Jonathan Last is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Whether the topic is health care, education, election reform, taxes, or protection of the family, your local state legislators need to hear from you. At eagleforum.org, join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll better understand the hot issues in your state. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. All will be lost. All will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. Dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. Let us fight to free the world, to fulfill the promise. Let us all unite.
Hello, folks. Welcome to the Corporation Nation radio program. I'm Clint Richardson, your host. Well, we had a guest scheduled for tonight, and unfortunately, we had a bit of an off-air tiff. The guy is going to court tomorrow, very stressed out, by the name of Mark Baker from Baker's Green Acres. And, I don't know what to say. Apparently, he's done a lot of radio, doesn't seem to think that it's doing that much good. And so we kind of parted ways. I told him good luck. But his story is it's one of those important things that people do need to know about. You can search his name. Perhaps you've heard him on other shows before as well. But he's one of the farmers that's going through the quote unquote feral animal laws that have been passed. And so they're trying to make him, of course, kill his own stock of pigs that's been in the family for generations and generations. And of course they use such tactics as pigs with straight tails, pigs with curly tails, pigs with floppy ears, and pigs with straight ears. Well, that's unfortunately, these are traits for feral pigs. Well, that's actually traits of all pigs. So it's an effort to eliminate the good local farmer and, of course, concentrate the food supply into one gigantic corporate source, part of Agenda 21 again. So, a very important piece of the puzzle is happening, and unfortunately he's going to court tomorrow and didn't seem to want any help, I won't say legal advice. So we'll wish him the best of luck, which he'll need from what he was saying. But, today I really wanted to get back into a little bit of a genealogy, and I also want to talk about something we touched on yesterday, which is the Iron Mountain Report. Now, I don't know how many people have actually read the Iron Mountain Report out there, but I got to say, it's one of the most important things I have ever read. I compare it to something like the Protocols of Zion, of the Learned Elders of Zion. It's a blueprint. And whether it's quote-unquote real or not, which is kind of a ridiculous argument, it's pretty hard to reject something like the protocols or like the a report from Iron Mountain when everything in the report has basically been coming true and is being implemented as we speak. Ah, yes. Before we get to that, though, I did want to go over a few, just a few little genealogical things just to keep that fresh in everyone's mind. I'm going to put a couple of links in the chat room. Our chat room is corporationnation.chatango.com. That's C-H-A-T-A-N-G-O. Just a few genealogy links that I think are kind of fun. One of the ones I was looking for actually got erased from one of the websites, but I did find another source. So I wanted to first start off with the presidents. Now, I know we went over this in triplicate, but I want to reinforce this so that we really, really, really understand. Now, I'm going to work backwards from the presidents, and I'm going to tell you the president's genealogical relationship with George Washington. Okay, because remember, all presidents of the United States, every single one, are related to George Washington. So let's start with our current president, Barack H. Obama. And I'll go down the list real quick here, as quick as we can for that many presidents. Barack H. Obama is George Washington's ninth cousin, six times removed. George W. Bush is Washington's fourth cousin, 10 times removed. William J. Clinton, William Jefferson Clinton, is George Washington's third cousin, 6 times removed. Excuse me, he is George Washington's third cousin, 6 times removed husband. So actually, Hillary Clinton is George Washington's third cousin, 6 times removed. George Herbert Walker Bush, of course, fourth cousin, 9 times removed. Ronald Reagan, George Washington's eighth cousin, three times removed. James E. Carter, Jimmy Carter, George Washington's ninth cousin, 6 times removed. Gerald Ford is the only president that Genie.com could not seem to find. Well, of course, other sites have gone a little further and found that the name Gerald Ford is actually the changed name of one Leslie Lynch King, and Leslie Lynch King is the same bloodline family, immediate family, as the George Bush line. So I don't know the actual number, but I would guess around anywhere from third to ninth cousin. So Leslie Lynch King was actually Gerald Ford. Richard M. Nixon, George Washington's eighth cousin, 5 times removed. Lyndon B. Johnson, Washington's eighth cousin, 6 times removed. John Fitzgerald Kennedy, for which some reason there's a lot of propaganda going on. And, of course, we're all supposed to think of the guy as the along with Lincoln, as one of the heroes. But, no, he was George Washington's 11th cousin, 3 times removed. What of the family? Sorry, folks. Dwight D. Eisenhower, George Washington's 10th cousin, 5 times removed. Harry S. Truman, George Washington's 11th cousin, 5 times removed. Franklin Roosevelt, 3rd cousin, 9 times removed. Herbert Hoover, 9th cousin, 4 times removed. Calvin Coolidge, ninth cousin, 2 times removed. Warren G. Harding is George Washington's ninth cousin, 5 times removed. T. Woodrow Wilson, 11th cousin, 5 times removed. William H. Taft, this is a funny one, third great-grandfather's wife's seventh great-granddaughter's husband. They don't have the actual genealogy there. Theodore Teddy Roosevelt is sixth cousin, 4 times removed. William McKinley, ninth cousin, 4 times removed. Benjamin Harrison is the fifth cousin, 3 times removed. Grover Cleveland is George Washington's third cousin, 4 times removed. Chester Arthur, 10th cousin, once removed. James A. Garfield, George Washington's 7th cousin, 3 times removed. Rutherford B. Hayes is George Washington's 10th cousin, once removed. Ulysses S. Grant, 10th cousin, 3 times removed. Andrew Johnson is George Washington's 9th cousin, 4 times removed. And then there's Abraham Lincoln, 10th cousin, 4 times removed with George Washington. James Buchanan, 11th cousin. Franklin Pierce, 9th cousin, once removed. Milford Fillmore, 11th cousin, 2 times removed. Zachary S. Taylor, George Washington's 3rd cousin, once removed. James K. Polk is George Washington's 11th cousin, six times removed. John Taylor is George Washington's 11th cousin, once removed. William Henry Harrison, Washington's half-sister-in-law's husband's nephew. Talking about incestual blood breeding here. Martin Van Buren is George Washington's 17th cousin, three times removed. Andrew Jackson, another false hero who we pretend fought the central bank, but in reality, I think Deanna Spingola has covered that greatly. 12th cousin of George Washington. John Quincy Adams, 10th cousin of George Washington. James Monroe, 12th cousin, once removed. James Madison. Oh, we'll be back with James Madison.
Children with no shoes on their feet. How's the people living in the street?
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran owned and operated.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
All right, folks, welcome back. Let's see. Now, where were we? James Monroe. No, James Madison. Yes, James Madison. George Washington's wife's sister's second husband. Thomas Jefferson is George Washington's eighth cousin, three times removed. And finally, John Adams, Washington's 10th cousin, once removed. Of course, then we have to look, well, who's Washington cousins of? And of course, we know that Washington was first cousins with the royalty of England, from which we believe he was running from. Well, no, that's just not how history works, unfortunately. It's how the history books work, but not how true history works. Now, I want to remind people that Burke's Peerage researchers are very clear that the, quote, presidential candidate with the most royal genes and chromosomes has up to now always won the White House. There we have verified that this is the case. We also must remember that each presidential candidate, regardless of party, whether that was the Whig Party, the anti-Masonic Party, which turned out to be a bunch of Masons, or the Democrat or Republican Party, we must always remember that these folks are also cousins of the blood. Bush is closely related to every European monarch on and off the throne. So Mitt Romney and George Bush are cousins, 10th cousins. It's really amazing when you see all this together. So, I suppose that when we think of these people, we consider some of them heroes, some of them villains. But of course, if they're all of the same evil family that has been ruling us, well, then they're really all evil. No matter how philanthropic, no matter how wonderful they're portrayed, no matter what speeches they give by some unknown speech writer, we really have to remember who these people really are and who's been ruling us. Now, we also have, of course, celebrity that we have to consider. Now, all of our celebrities, these people that we worship idly, basically, let's take Elvis Presley, for instance. Elvis and George Washington are also ninth cousins, six times removed. Elvis and Franklin D. Roosevelt are 10th cousins, once removed. You see how this works. How about Napoleon? Elvis and Napoleon are 18th cousins, four times removed. Elvis and Benedict Arnold are 10th cousins, four times removed. Of course, that means that our presidents are also of the blood of these same dictators, rulers. Doesn't have to be from England. It's all the bloodline. Elvis and Bill Gates are 14th cousins once removed. Elvis and Princess Diana are indeed 11th cousins. And, of course, Elvis and Angelina Jolie, who is the, what was it, the 52nd great-granddaughter of Cleopatra, 18th cousins with Elvis. So we take other famous folk. How about the miraculous success of the strange bedfellows, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. Well, now was it some great play that they wrote together that got them famous? No, it was their blood. John Adams, second president of the United States, signer of the Declaration of Independence, is Matt Damon's fourth cousin, seven times removed. Ben Affleck. How about Mr. Samuel Adams, signer of the Declaration of Independence, was a governor, of course. Third cousin, eight times removed with Ben Affleck. John Wayne, of course, he got into the whole movie business because of he's such a man, right? Because such a great cowboy? No. Great actor? No. No. He's cousins with John Hancock, signer of the Declaration of Independence, fourth and 13th president of the Continental Congress. That's a fifth cousin, six times removed with John Hancock. And, of course, everyone else out there. And then there's a little lady named the Queen. that is Queen Elizabeth II, who is six cousins, five times removed with Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States. Can we really just dismiss this? Can we say, oh, it's 6 degrees of separation? Well, there's really no such thing. It's a great, it's a great fallacy to say so, but, let's see. What else do we got here? As far as genealogy, I did want to say one other thing. Just again, just to keep this fresh. We're not going to spend the whole show on this, but, Of course, we had the recent movie Lincoln, and we had another great documentary that was what was created. And I say great, I don't even know why I said that. But it was narrated by Tom Hanks. And, well, turns out that George Clooney is also distantly related to Abraham Lincoln. In fact, he's the first half first cousin five times removed of Abraham Lincoln. First cousins, that's right. We have another little list here. Jake Gyllenhaal and Maggie and two other names that just came out of nowhere. Related to King Edward III of England. Clint Eastwood, descended from Henry I of England. Helena Bonham Carter, great-granddaughter of H.H. Asquith, the Prime Minister of Britain, from 1908 to 1916. Tom Hanks, interesting story there. He's related to Lincoln because... a nice lady named Mrs. Hanks was actually Abraham Lincoln's mother. So naturally, Tom Hanks is going to be doing a documentary on his cousin, Abe Lincoln. It wouldn't leave it up to someone like me who would actually look at real history and do a documentary. No. He's also related to Herbert Hoover and King John of England, Mr. Hanks is. Justin Bieber, related with 11th cousins with Ryan Gosling. Of course, that goes also into Madonna and Celine Dion and all those other entertainers that, of course, got there for their talent, right? Stephen Colbert, yes. Bloodline with Queen Noor of Jordan, interesting. And also related to Meryl Streep, Paris Hilton, a descendant of Henry II, and also Richard Nixon. It just goes on and on, folks. I mean, I can't let this go. When I learned it, I was just so floored. I hope that everybody else feels the same way. So anyway, let's move on. What I really want to talk about today is the Iron Mountain Report, because I think this is one of the most important subjects we can really ponder, because it's, when we look up the definition of terrorism, we actually find that it's defined as when governments use violence and other means to basically make the population, through fear and coercion, agree to tyrannical governance, basically. And that's what terrorism actually really, really boils down to, is governments doing bad things for political change. Now, when we read, the report from Iron Mountain, we really get an understanding of how this works. And we're gonna read directly from the report today. I'm gonna have a little lesson in predictive programming here. So stay with us. We'll be back.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, It could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Well, maybe if I press this button.
Imagine every person that you see is somewhat different from every other person in the world.
Some can do some things.
Some can do others.
Did you ever think of the many things you've learned to do?
Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind? You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind.
It's good to be curious about many things. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think, and they'll grow.
All right, folks, welcome back. So, you know, I remember the first time that I read this report from Iron Mountain, and you know, it was way. It was, must have been, I don't know, gosh, maybe even 10 years ago, maybe eight years ago. And at the time, you know, it seemed like I had the typical response that anyone might have, which is, oh, this is a little over the top. It's a little bit crazy, maybe a little conspiracy theorist, and all the stupid, you know, keywords that they've taught us to say about things like that. And then, you know, I was watching TV just not too long ago, and I saw the Boston bombing. And for some reason, I don't know why the Boston bombing was the thing that did it, but it clicked in my head. And I had a direct correlation to all the little dots I keep in my head that haven't been filled yet, connected dots. And, you know, I suddenly started thinking, oh, okay, well, you know what? This is right out of the Iron Mountain Report. This is what the Iron Mountain Report refers to literally as blood sacrifices. So the idea that's presented in this report, there's a lot of different ideas, but I just gonna want to focus on the one here. And again, we're talking about terrorism. We're talking about government-sponsored terrorism. Whether that terrorism is real or not, I know there's a lot of folks out there, including myself, who have watched some of these events and questioned whether or not anyone was actually even harmed during these things. I think once we read out of the Iron Mountain Report, though, we'll understand that it doesn't really matter, because it's the aftermath, the complete media frenzy and the major, major fear that is caused from the event, whether that event is real or not, is what's important. The actual collateral damage is a non sequitur when it comes to government. They do not care about the collateral damage. So, we're going to start on page 39 of the report. We're just going to read right out of the report here. Page 39 from the Iron Mountain Report says, quote, "The war system not only has been essential to the existence of nations as independent political entities, but has been equally indispensable in their stable political structure. Without the war system, no government has ever been able to obtain acquiescence in its legitimacy or right to rule its society. The possibility of war," again, "the possibility of war provides the sense of external necessity, without which no government can long remain in power." There's that rule of necessity we spoke about yesterday. "The historical record reveals one instance after another where the failure of a regime," that's referring to our current government, "to maintain the credibility of a war threat led to its dissolution." Failure of a regime to maintain the credibility of a war threat, not the war itself, but a war threat, or the threat of war, so like the Cold War, led to that regime's dissolution. Folks, the regime that we're talking about in the United States is the bloodline of which we just discovered. "By the forces of private interest or reactions to social injustice or of other disintegrative elements, the organization of society for the possibility of war is its principal political stabilizer." Let me read that again. "The organization of society for the possibility of war is its principal political stabilizer. It has enabled societies to maintain necessary class distinctions, and it has ensured the subordination of the citizens to the state by virtue of the residual war powers inherent in the concept of nationhood." Now, in this one sentence is a real hint at what the full program here. So what we're talking about and what this report is really about is what it refers to as the transferring of the economy. And when we talk about this, we're talking about the global economy, not just the local United States economy, but the entire global economy from a war system. In other words, a war economy where most of the economic spending is in military, the military-industrial complex, protection, police, and all of these different things, Homeland Security, National Guard, private police, private mercenaries, basically, that Z was actually bought by Monsanto. Now it has its private army. So we're talking about major, major, major budgeting of taxpayer dollars to fund the war system. But see, we have to transfer in, we have to go from a wartime economy to a peacetime economy. Okay, and this is the most important thing for folks to understand. If you want to know why things like the Boston bombing, if you want to know why things like all these school shootings and other quote-unquote terrorist things and attacks and all that that happen, you must understand this very important concept. In order for the government to hold on to its power and its budget, it must have in peace a threat of war, a constant threat of attack, whether that be, according to the Iron Mountain Report and many other think tanks, whether that be from the actual state of continuing threat of war, say with Iran, whether that be from weather, climate change control, climate control and all that stuff, whether it be from Planet X, whether it be from alien invasion, whether it be from terrorism, all of these things are basically listed as possible outside threats. There must be some outside threat in the consciousness of men, even if those threats do not exist, and even if government has to create false flag incidences and to actually hire crisis actors to put these fake events on, or if they're real, it doesn't matter, because to government, it's like talking about chickens or goats. You know, you're talking about commodities, how to handle those commodities. So if there's a few commodities that get hurt in the process, that's great, as long as government can stay in power. Now, the important part here is that the government must have the same perceived need as it does in a war society or a war economy as it does in a peace economy. Now, in peace, there's absolutely no reason, and if the world is at peace, there is no reason to keep producing bombs, guns, bullets, all these things for the military and for the government. There's no justification for a government to continuously ask the taxpayer to pay money to support the war industry if it's peacetime. And that's why it's so important to keep the population in a state of fear through these kinds of attacks that we're talking about. 9/11 is another example, perfect example, probably the prime example of something that creates a perpetual state of fear that is then catapulted and continued by the mainstream media. Again, the organization of society for the possibility of war is its principal political stabilizer. How do you keep a bunch of people in check and in line and make them good citizens unless they have a fear of possible war? You understand? That is what the Iron Mountain Report really, really put hammered the head of the nail in, and really, really covers this in depth. Without it, no government has ever been able to obtain acquiescence in its legitimacy or right to rule its society. No government can possibly get the consent of the people to treat it the way it's treating us. No government can get that tacit consent, that group consent from the body politic without the fear of war and violence and blood. We'll be back.
World
world-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength, military specifications, made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord, huge selection, all ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
It is like a finger pointing away to the moon. Don't concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory.
Empty your mind, be formless, shapeless, like water. Water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
All right, folks. Welcome back. I'd like to remind you that we do have a chat room. It's corporationnation.chatango.com. Welcome to all you folks in there. I'm just going to read, folks. This is story time. It's story time, children. Let's read how we're all manipulated and controlled through social media. When I say social media, you know, social media is not a new thing. Social media began with the invention of the television. So Radio, in fact, was social, was a form of social media, although the communication aspect of it, coming around here in the last couple decades with emails and chatting and all of these things, has really, really, really brought it to the fruition. And of course, transhumanism and the fact that all children now are going to be learning on computers instead of through books and other resources like, nature. Is really going to change things for the worse, unfortunately. So, I am just going to read straight from the report, and you can judge for yourself whether or not we are actually victims of this particular think tank's objectives. This is page 39, and, well, it's talking about how peace and control can be maintained through continuous planned and publicized public executions of innocent people by perceived quote-unquote terrorists for social organization. A social organization, of course, is a code word for hurting the animals, hurting the citizens, the commodities. So here we go. Quote, in general, the war system provides the basic motivation for primary social organization. In so doing, it reflects the societal level, the incentives of individual human behavior. The most important of these, for social purposes, is the individual's psychological rationale for allegiance to a society and its values. Allegiance requires a cause. A cause requires an enemy. This much is obvious. The critical point is that the enemy that defines the cause must seem genuinely formidable. Roughly speaking, the presumed power of the enemy sufficient to warrant an individual sense of allegiance to a society must be proportionate to the size and complexity of the society. Today, of course, that power must be one of unprecedented magnitude and frightfulness. All right, now, this report was actually written, if I'm not mistaken, in the 70s. I can't remember when it was actually written, but it's been around for a long time. So when we're talking about, obviously, the largest, as far as politically, the largest nation in the world with the most political power, and really the most land, I guess we could compare the United Kingdom, but as far as a nation in itself, obviously the United States is quite sizable. So to say that the enemy must be sufficient to warrant an individual sense of allegiance to the society and must be proportionate to the size and complexity of the society, well, can anybody say aliens? Can anybody say the constant threat of terrorists? The invisible threat of climate change? Man-made climate change? All of our threats, you see, are otherworldly. They don't really actually exist as a thing. They are concepts. It's very interesting. And, of course, they are proportionate to the size and complexity of the society. Now, we're going to continue with the report here. It says, it follows from the patterns of human behavior that the credibility of a social enemy demands similarly a readiness of response in proportion to its menace. In a broad social context, an eye for an eye still characterizes the only acceptable attitude towards a presumed threat of aggression, despite contrary religious and moral precepts governing personal contact. despite morals and government ethics, we must have violence and blood sport. The remoteness of personal decision from social consequence in a modern society makes it easy for its members to maintain this attitude without being aware of it. A recent example, actually, let me stop there. Did you get that part? The remoteness of your personal actions, decisions, and actions from the social consequence of those actions in this modern society makes it easy for us to maintain the attitude without us being aware of the attitude. For instance, when you hear someone in Alabama say, "We should kill all the Arabs." Well, that's what it's talking about. Without even a consciousness of what the person is actually saying, it's a moniker that's built into us. Goes on to say, a recent example is the war in Vietnam. A perfect example, actually. A less recent one was the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, where everybody cheered. In each case, the extent and gratuitousness of the slaughter were abstracted into political formula by most Americans. Once the proposition that the victims were enemies was established. So as long as the victims are considered socially anyway as enemies, as long as we can put the moniker of terrorists or enemy on the people that we destroy or slaughter, rape, kill, pillage, and nation build, well, then it's okay. The society will accept something that they ordinarily would not accept. The war system makes such an abstracted response possible in non-military contexts as well. A conventional example of this mechanism is the inability of most people to connect, let us say, the starvation of millions in India with their own past conscious political decision-making. Yet this sequential logic linking a decision to restrict grain production in America with an eventual famine in Asia is obvious, unambiguous, and unconcealed. So right there, they're actually admitting to you that the food crisis is a complete farce. And, of course, it's telling you that you are being manipulated into not putting the pieces together, that the reason people are starving all over the world is, of course, because of the false food crisis and all of that. Then we have the, of course, the advent of how that's the problem. What's the reaction? Monsanto. Genetically altered food, food that can only grow, that will only grow in Monsanto pesticide, the only plant that will grow, everything else will die. And then, of course, those crops failing and causing even more death and destitution. What gives the war system its preeminent role in social organization, as everywhere, is its unmatched authority over life and death. It must be emphasized again that the war system is not a mere social extension of the presumed need for individual human violence, but itself, in turn, serves to rationalize most non-military killing. It also provides the precedent for the collective willingness of members of a society to pay a blood price for institutions far less central to social organizations than war. To take a handy example, quote, rather than accept speed limits of 20 miles an hour, we prefer to let automobiles kill 40,000 people a year. A RAND analyst puts it in more general terms and less rhetorically when he says, quote, I am sure that there is, in effect, a desirable level of automobile accidents. Desirable, that is, from a broad point of view, in the sense that it is a necessary concomitant of things of greater value to society. The point may seem too obvious for iteration, but is essential to an understanding of the important motivational function of war as a model for collective sacrifice. Collective blood sacrifice. We must pay a blood price to keep the peace society going under the illusion of war. We'll be back, folks, for a public reading of the report from Iron Mountain.
With financial